परमा करुणा बहु दुई जाना निताई गौर चंद्र
परमा करुणा बहु दुई जाना निताई गौर चंद्र
सवय अवतार सर शिरो मणि केवल आनंद कंद
सब अवतार सर शिरो मणि केवल आनंद कंद
केवल आनंद कंद केवल आनंद कंद
केवल आनंद कंद
केवल आनंद कंद बजो बजो भाई चैतन्य निताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी
बजो बजो भाई चैतन्य निताय सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी
विषय छाड़िया सेरा से माजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि
विषय छाड़िया सेरा से माजिया मुखे बोलो हरि हरि
देखो वरे भाई त्रिभुवन नाय मन दयाल दाता
देखो रे भाई त्रिभुवन नाय मन दयाल दाता
पशु पक्षी झूरे पाषाण विधरे सुनी दार गुण गाथा
पशु पक्षी झूरे पाषाण विधर सुनी दार गुण गाथा
संसारे माजिया दोहिले पड़िया ते परे नागिलो आशा
संसार बाजिया रोहिली पोरिया से मने नहीं लो आशा
अपन करमा भुंजाये समन कहये लोचन दास
अपन करमा भुंजाये श्रमन कहये लोचन दास
निताय गौर चंद्र
परम करुणा बहु दुई जाना निताय गौर चंद्र
निताय गौर चंद्र
गौर चंद्र
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम Ram Ram Hare Hare
संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद की गौर भक्त वृंद की ओम अज्ञान तमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय 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 द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 5 सो आई विल जस्ट शो यू व्हाट वी हैव डन टिल नाउ So, it will come now. Yeah. I just show all this, because we are going to conclude chapter 5 today. I thought it's nice to show the full chapter for you. This is chapter 5, Sakshi Gopal. So this is the activities of Sakshi Gopal, chapter 5. So in this chapter we studied about Lord Chaitanya arriving at Katak. Then starts the pastime of the two Brahmanas, older and younger Brahmana, coming to the temple of Gopal. And the older Brahmana receiving some services from the younger Brahmana, feels very obliged to him and promises that I will give my daughter in marriage to you. Then the old Brahmana's family opposes the marriage. But the young Brahmana feels that the promise is given to Gopal. It will be a breaking of dharma. So then he requests Gopal to come to Vidyanagar. We read it yesterday. And this section also we finished yesterday. Still little discussion was left. Especially the last part of Sakshi Gopal was staying in Vidyanagar, but King Purushottam Dev, after he conquered Vidyanagar, he is also a great devotee of Jagannath. So he is requesting Lord to come to Katak, his headquarters. And then today we will complete this one, 7 and 8. All the devotees are happy seeing Sakshi Gopal and Lord Chaitanya together. And then Danda Bangalila, then we will complete this chapter today. Okay. So, the last few verses I would like to read again. Verses 1, probably 30 onwards. So, I have been doing this program in Sri Sri Radha Vrindavachandra Temple. Last 3 months in the lockdown period, many lectures I have been doing. Now, here I am at Padappanji Bihari Temple, which is our original temple. So, this is where I have been serving for more than 25 years, Padappanji Bihari Temple. So, I am planning to spend a couple of months here in Padappanji Bihari Temple. And if situation if situation gets better, then I have to go to Hyderabad for another couple of months. Let us see. But we are continuing the Chaitanya Charitamrita here at the lotus feet of Padappanji Bihari. So I will show you the, what was the verse number? Yeah. 130? 130. Okay. So very beautiful pastime. Actually, Sakshi Gopal itself is a very sweet, nice pastime. But after Sakshi Gopal comes, last few days I have been speaking about how the Lord and the deity form reciprocates with the devotees. But the reciprocation doesn't stop with these two brahmanas. It continues with Purushottam Dev and his wife also. Like you will see here. This last part, I wanted to say a few words more about it. Yeah, see here. We will read this onwards. Tahara Mahishi Aila Gopala Darshane.
Tahara Mahishi Aila Gopala Darshane.
Bhakti Kari Bahu Alankara Kaila
Samarpane.
When the Gopal deity was installed at Katak, the queen of Purushottam Dev went to see him and with great devotion presented various kinds of ornaments. When Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco, New Jagannath Puri, installing the deities of Jagannath Balade Subhadra there, Prabhupada was telling that no one should come to temple with empty hands. So a lot of hippies had come with empty hands on that day. Prabhupada said, see, you are coming to see the Lord. Everybody should bring something. He said, at least some fruit. Is it difficult to bring an orange or an apple or a banana? Or some flower, which is very cheap, Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada said, we should always come to temple in a mood of giving something to the Lord. He is our favorite and very dear master. We should offer him something. Now, he is a king. So, naturally, king will not just come with some orange or apple. He can actually bring gold and silver and diamond ornaments, which may be worth several lakhs or crores also. In fact, you will find sometimes kings have made a crown for the Balaji and other deities in crores of rupees. They are capable. So according to one's capability, one should bring gifts, isn't it? So he is bringing ornaments. So when Prabhupada said that, immediately many hippies went out of the temple and found out fruits, and they all brought a lot of fruits. And then they came to offer to Jagannath. And Prabhupada saw the altar became flooded with mountain of fruits. It became so. And then after that, Prabhupada offered all the fruits and gave it all back to the hippies. Of course, somebody gave orange and got an apple back. They got different fruits they got. But Prabhupada was very happy. They took his word seriously. And then Prabhupada offered the arati and gave the lamp to all the hippies. And hippies were not aware what to do with the arati lamp. Somebody is showing a fire in front of you. What do you want? You want me to do hands up? What is it? What should you do with the arati lamp? And Prabhupada told them, you should touch it and touch your eyes so you get a clear spiritual vision. and you touch it to your head, so your life becomes blessed. So in this way, Prabhupada actually taught them that Krishna is our dear friend, his dear master, is our well-wisher. We should happily bring something to give him. Here the king is bringing some ornaments to give to the Lord Gopal. It naturally shows he's a devotee. Prabhupada says, when Nehru came to Vrindavan, for some work he came, but he didn't go to the seven temples. So Prabhupada writes about it. I read in Leelamrita somewhere. The Prabhupada says that when a leader comes to any place, you should not forget visiting the prominent temple. Like you go to Puri, for example, to the beach, to have some nice time with your family members, having fun. Where you have to also go at least? Is to see Jagannath, isn't it? Somebody says, oh, we had a trip to Puri with our office people, but then you never put your foot in Jagannath temple. So, that's what Prabhupada says. If you are a political leader, prominent leader, you are going to Vrindavan, how can you not visit the seven temples? They are prominent temples. Govinda, Gopinath, and Madana Mohan. All temples. So, in the same manner, here is the king of Odisha. As soon as he conquered the Vijayanagara, Vidyanagara. Prabhupada says Vijayanagara is different from Vidyanagara. Prabhupada says that. But one of the first things he came to know about this Sakshi Gopal, he became very eager to see. And he's coming to the temple, but he's also offering ornaments to the deities. Very joyfully. Now, here he says further, Taharana sate bahumulya muktahaya. Taharite ichchahaila manite chintaya. Yeah, read it. Mike?
The queen had a very valuable pearl which she wore on her nose and she wished to give it to Gopal. She then began to think as follows.
See, in those days, the queens also, if king was a devotee, queen was equally very devoted also. I was telling in the last class about Ambarish Maharaj, his wife is called Mahishya Tulya Shilaya. She was equally serious devotee like Ambarish. Similarly, Archi, she was equally serious devotee like Prithu. Very powerful. Both are said to be like that. Now, recently, I heard one amazing pastime of Jagannath. You know, there was one very great queen in North India, but who was very fond of Jagannath. She was a worshipper of Jagannath. So, of course, she used to live in a very big royal palace along with the king. But one Jagannathpuri resident and panda type of person, worshipper of Jagannath, he had gone to the north place and then she heard that he has come from Jagannathpuri. Really? She was so much pleased to see him. She said, please kindly come, I will offer some gifts to Jagannath, you can carry it with you. So she gave a big box, covered with lot of jewel and gems and everything. And he thought it must be carrying very, very big valuables. He asked, what is it inside? She said, don't open it. You should only show it to whom? Jagannath. You should not show it to anybody else. It's a confidential thing I am giving him. You should go and give it to him. So that it was also heavy also. So the man carried it with him. And he brought it up to Jagannath Puri. As soon as he reached there, when he reached the temple, then he thought, okay, she told me to, maybe some ornament she has given for Jagannath. So he opened the box, then inside it went, found another box. Then he opened that box, he found a third one, and fourth one, and smaller and smaller sizes. Like sometimes you have stainless steel also, smaller, smaller, you have seen. Like the dabbas are inside. At last he opened the last box, a very small one. That's all. What has she given? Earring or nose ring? What she has given? He opened it, there was only one paper in that. This is the gift that he is talking about. He threw all the boxes away and the paper also he threw away. And he went back. I think the queen wanted to cheat me, just to make a fun of me. And he thought, I have taken so much trouble to carry this all the way. And night also I didn't sleep at all. Many places he thought queen has given gift, I should be very careful to preserve it. I slept many sleepless nights, improper sleep. So he was very upset. So when he went home that day, and he slept The night Jagannath came, and Jagannath was angry with him. Hey, she told you to give a gift to me and you threw it? Huh? And then he spoke to Jagannath. My Lord, please, I am sorry. It was just a paper. I didn't want to waste your time. Huh? It was just giving one small chit to you. But Jagannath said, you made a big mistake. Huh? You should immediately give back that gift to me. So next day, early morning, when he went to the temple, first thing he did after taking bath, he saw Jagannath came in another pujari's mind also. And he said, this previous pujari, he has thrown the dabba. So go there. Take out the gift and you give me. So he just took the paper and put it, you know, in front of Jagannath. And Jagannath was happy. So when this fellow went to searching for the paper, that other pujari said, hey, Jagannath came in my dream also. He asked for the gift. He was desperate for it, so I gave it. So then he saw, that's all. Why? What will Jagannath do with this paper? Why is Jagannath so eager for it? So he took out the paper and saw there was a beautiful poem written in that 4 lines poem. The meaning of the poem I'll tell you. She had written, hey Jagannath, what kind of gift can be given to you? Because the whole world is created by you. You have not only created one world, millions of universes you have created. Just like, imagine if somebody has a light business. Light selling business, you know. He's selling tube lights, tungsten lights, night light, daylight. So many different type of lights they sell, you know, like this colorful lights and all they sell. And he has a huge shop. He's a crorepati. And you want to give him some gift. Imagine you go and give him a tube light as a gift. Is it a good gift? He will look at you and say, this is a gift. What gift are you giving me? Similarly, she thought, you know, I may give you one diamond. I may give you a ring or, you know, ankle or something, ankle bell or something. You may not value it because you have everything. But I have found out that you need one thing which you don't have. That I am going to send you, she said. And what is that? She said, although you are the king of all kings, master of all masters, and you know, you are served by millions of Lakshmis, still what is that one thing you don't have? When you become Jagannath, you don't have your mind because you have given your mind to Vajubasis. Therefore, I hereby propose that I will give my mind to you, you can use it. Like that she wrote a poem. And Jagannath was touched by this poem. Jagannath said, he cried when he saw this poem. He said, how this devotee has understood that I have lost my heart in Vrindavan. I really felt. So, although these kind of queens and kings were very learned people and, you know, they were very rich people, even though they were aristocratic, they had such devotion. Here also you see the queen. She has such devotion. Thakurera nasate yade chedra thakita. Thakurera nasate yade chedra thakita. Tabeya edasi mukta nasaya parayita. She desired that if there is a hole in Lord's nose, then I can give my jewel, what I am wearing, to Lord. So she wants to. This is the best one she has. She has with her. Which one? The nose diamond which she has. She thinks this is the one. Everybody glorifies me for this beautiful thing I am wearing. But I will not keep it with me. I will give it to. See, this is one custom in the Vedic life. When I was in South India, my mother used to say, if you go to Varanasi for a yatra, Charda Yatra people go, something like that. She said, if you are going to Varanasi, she said, you have to give up your most favorite sabji. She said, oh, that time my favorite sabji was aloo, aloo fry. So I said, I'll never go to Varanasi. Because you have to give up the most favorite thing. Because when they would go, they would give up. They would give up such, some favorite sabji or something like that. So, now here for the queen, the nose ring is naturally favorite one because everybody appreciates her for the costly nose ring. But what is she saying? I will give it away to Krishna. Let Krishna have it instead of me wearing it for my enjoyment. Like that she is telling. Yeta chinti namaskari gela asva bhavane. Ratri sheshe gopala tare kahe na swapane. So, she was thinking like this when she looked at the deity and she offered obeisances to the deity and she went back to her palace. But in the middle of the night, Gopal appeared in her dream. Just like Gopal appeared for Madhavendrapuri and Gopal appeared for the Pujari. Similarly, here, this Gopal is appearing for the queen. That means she is a great devotee. What did the Lord say? Balyakale mata mora nasa chidra kari.
Balyakale mata mora nasa chidra
mukta parana chila bahu yatna kari. The Lord said, when I was a small kid, my mother made a hole in my nose. Don't worry, you have a desire to give me a nose ring and you can put in that nose ring. You are most welcome. You can set a pearl there. Shayi chidra adhyapiha achayena sate. Shayi mukta parahyaha chahi yachadite. Till now that hole is still there. So you had a desire to give me your pearl to be put on my nose. You are most welcome. You can do it. Give it to me, he says. Swapne deki sehi rani raja te kahila.
Swapne deki sehi rani raja te kahila.
Radha saha mukta laya mandire aila.
Radha saha mukta laya mandire aila.
See, when the queen revealed her dream to the king, then king and queen, both of them came to the temple. One time, I was here in the Kunjibari temple. One devotee had come from Alibag in his sumo, along with his wife. And they thought on the way to, going to Pandharpur, they wanted to take darshan in Pune. So they came for darshan of Kunjibari. I gave them prasadam and everything. And while going, I just casually asked them, are you going to Alibag? I said, no, we are coming from Alibag. We are going to Pandharinath, to see Pandharinath. But Mataji said, I have made a special nupur, the ankle bell for the feet and also special ornaments for the chest also. So they took out the box and they showed me, see Prabhu, this we are going to offer to the Pandharinath deity. That time Pandharinath was newly installed that time. I don't know which year was it, many years ago. So Parampuja Lokanath Maharaj had installed Pandharinath. So it was almost a year later, I think they came. So they had, I was thinking of Alibag driving a vehicle all the way to go through Pune and go to Pandharpur just to give one ornament for the Lord. There are people like that. You will see that. And they have such feelings for the Lord, which is very rare. Therefore, we devotees, especially those who are living in the temple, should know that bhakti bhava is residing in the heart of everybody and just be respected. Like one brahmachari was telling, he was talking to one Prabhuji, on phone, how is the lockdown period and everything. During the time when our Jagannath was in Anavasara period, 15 days, he has sickness, no? He goes to, take treatment. And that time, darshan is not available. So he was talking to one congregation Prabhuji, and congregation Prabhuji said, Prabhuji, my little daughter, who is just 4 years old, she wants to ask a question to you. And he asked, what is the question? Is it a philosophical question? Four-year-old daughter. She took the phone and then he asked that little kid, hey, how are you in lockdown? Are you happy? And child said, oh, I am happy. We are doing Mangala Arati at home. I am happy. And then the child asked this brahmachari, please tell me, how is Jagannath? Tell me. Because Jagannath is sick, no? Is he healthy now? So brahmachari thought, my Lord, the thought of Jagannath getting sick never passed my mind. And the little child is reminding me. So therefore, we should know whether one is a small child, or one is a queen like this, or one is a king, irrespective of one's economic status, one's position, one can have the bhakti bhava, you can see that. The queen had that bhakti bhava, so Lord came in her dream. Along with the king, she is going to meet the Lord in the temple. Parayala mukta nasaya chidra dekiya. Maha mahotsava kaila anandita haya. So the Lord's nose having a new pearl, for that you can put up one festival, whole festival. You can chant, dance, call thousands of people, and what is the festival? Lord is going to get one nose ring. Yeah. You will see that in the spiritual world, at every moment there's a perpetual festival going on there. So you may say, just why don't you just give the pearl to the Lord in the nose and just go and take prasad and relax? No. Actually, the devotees delight in every occasion to put up a festival. So, Lord got the costly jewel on his nose.
Sei haite gopale rakata kete sthiti.
Hey,
ilagi sakshi gopala namahaila khyati.
Since then, Gopal has been situated in the city of Katak, and he has been known ever since as Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal ki
Nityananda Mukheshuni Gopala Charita
Tushta
Haila Mahaprabhu Swabhakta Sahita.
Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration of Gopal's activities. Both he and his personal devotees became very pleased.
Gopaler ageyave praburahaya sthiti. Bhakta gane dekeyena duhaye kamurti.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting before the Gopal deity, all the devotees saw him and the deity as being of the same form.
Duhe yeka varna duhe prakanda sharira.
Duhe
rakta ambara duhara swabhava gambhira.
They were of the same complexion, and both had gigantic bodies. Both wore saffron cloth and both were very grave.
So what are the similarities?
Complexion.
Yeah, complexion. Both had gigantic bodies and the shining cloth and gravity.
Mahatejo maya duhe kamalanayana. Duhara bhava veshas duhe chandravadana.
The devotees saw that both Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gopal were brilliantly effulgent and had eyes like lotuses. They were both absorbed in ecstasy and both their faces resembled full moons.
Some more similarities are given here. They were both brilliantly effulgent and they had eyes like lotus petals. And they were both absorbed in ecstasy and their face resembled full moons.
Duha deki Nityananda Prabhu Maharange.
Thara thari kari hase
bhakta gana sange.
When Nityananda saw the Gopal deity and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way, he began to exchange remarks with the devotees, all of whom were smiling.
Yayi mata maharange se ratri vanchiya. Prabhate chalila mangala arati dekhiya.
Thus with great pleasure, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night in the temple. After seeing the Mangal Aarti ceremony in the morning, he started on his journey.
So, this section which we read just now talks about similarities between Lord Chaitanya and the deity of Gopal. So, actually, Krishna is Shyam Sundar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaur Sundar. But there are also deities of Krishna which are white or bluish. So, Prabhupada has given explanation in one of the purports that once Krishna was sitting under a tree, and in remembrance of Radharani, his bodily color changed to golden. Remembrance of Radharani, sometimes white, sometimes golden. Similarly, Vitthal is also called Panduranga. Pandu means white. Why? Because when you do Abhishek in the morning, you will see white milk all over, covering all over his body. So you look whitish that time. So sometimes students ask, Prabhuji, why in some temples the Lord is blackish, sometimes he is whitish, sometimes bluish? how can Lord have different colors? Is it difficult for Lord to have different colors at different times? According to his bhava, can change the colors also. So here, the devotees were making observation. Lord Chaitanya had a very exquisite beauty. But Mahaprabhu would never admit. If somebody would call him as Krishna, what he would do? He would plug his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu. But there are innumerable evidences to show his supremacy. At the same time, Mahaprabhu also showed his supremacy in certain leelas. Like he gave the Vishwarupa Darshan to whom? Advaitacharya Prabhu. Nityananda suddenly appeared there. Mahaprabhu said, you are never called here. I am giving special darshan to Advaitacharya. Similarly, Mahaprabhu, also in Mahaprakash Leela, he sat on the throne of Vishnu. In Shiva Sakura Swami, he sat on the throne of Vishnu. And he also declared his supremacy in that. He himself declared his supremacy. So, some people think because Mahaprabhu himself said, I am not God, no, Vishnu, 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 he plugged his ears. Some people say, because he admitted he is not God, then why do you call him God? We call him God because he has shown he is God in Mahaprakash Leela. Like that, in many Leelas you will find Mahaprabhu proving his supremacy also. So certain, any other Leela comes to your mind where Lord proved his supremacy? He invoked the Surshan Chakra to kill Jagai Madai. Correct, no? Pastime. There was a Brahmana, traveling Brahmana, who came to the home of Jagannath Mishra. Correct, no? So, he wanted, he was offering, but then Nimai came, every time he ate it, and third time, when the Brahmana was shocked, then Nimai showed his form as Balagopal. Correct, no? Very beautiful curly hair with a peacock feather and, you know, then the Brahmana was so shocked. Then afterwards he ate that rice and he was rolling on that rice. And everybody asked, what happened to you? And Gopal had told him, you should not tell anybody. Darshan which you got, isn't it? So that is one pastime. Similarly, one time Jagannath Mishra and Sachi heard the sound of ankle bells moving. So they looked around for Nimai. We have not yet put any ankle bells till now. But where is the sound coming from? So maybe they thought that our Shaligram, you know, deity is running around the house. Damodar deity is running. They were thinking like that. But actually it was, although he was looking like a small baby, he behaved as Krishna. There are many pastimes like this. One more comes to my mind. One day, Nimai was sitting inside the room and Sachi happened to hear loud sounds of instruments like mridangam and kartal and the dancing of the gopis. So when she peeped in the room, she saw hundreds of gopis in various forms dancing in that room. So she got a glimpse of it and then the sight vanished from there. Then she saw Nimai was sitting there with curly locks of hair. And the full moon in the sky was shining, shining on his face and on his chest. And that's where she saw this, in the room. So she understood that my son shows many strange things which are beyond her understanding. Another time she saw Nimai coming to eat, correct? Nimai was already gone, he was not there. But she cooked and offered him and it would become empty. Second time she would cook and offer again, it will become empty. And Nimai told his mother later on, I come to eat whenever you offer me. So there are many pastimes like this you will see. So we have to see in three ways. He says Brahman effulgence he showed. See, one of the things by which you see his supremacy is through his pastimes. Like I am telling you, few pastimes. This is one of the ways you can know. And the second thing is from the Puranic quotes, you know, I have an entire file, almost 10, 15 pages of quotes about how Chaitanya is Krishna. So there are PowerPoints available, there are many Shastric quotes. So that is one authoritative, you know, proof for his supremacy. And the third thing is, we should see in our own Sampradaya, very learned personalities like Jiva Goswami, and so deeply learned and who has vastly read, and he's written, himself written lakhs of verses, Jiva Goswami. And similarly, Rupa Sanatan, and also very great acharyas like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Their intelligence is Agada Bodham. Agada Bodham means unfathomable oceanic intelligence they have. So when they accept Mahaprabhu as supreme, so our intelligence follows their intelligence. That's like Sarvam Bhattacharya told King Prataparudra that this personality, Lord Chaitanya, is Sakshat Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead. On that day, Prataparudra told him, "Oh, Gurudev, because you said he is Krishna, I can accept it immediately. On the strength of your statement, because you are the most learned, you are the most realized, if you say, I can accept it." He accepted it. So, on the strength of the Vaishnava Acharyas in the line, not that one Acharya accepts, another Acharya doesn't accept. It's not like that. In our line, you will find all the Acharyas have accepted Lord Chaitanya as supreme. So, three evidences. One is the pastimes that we hear from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all the Chaitanya literatures. As well as the Puranic quotes like Atharva Veda, Chaitanya Upanishad, which are very old and thousands of years old, and they are giving many evidences. And also the Acharyas in the line down up to Srila Prabhupada and the Prabhupada's disciples. Correct, no? It's the coming down in the line. So, the Kadachi means the diary of Sarud Damodar. Notes of Murari Gupta. So, from there when you see those verses, how fine those verses are, how advanced they are. Like Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhikrati Rishla Dini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Gupura Deha Vedam Katautau Chaitanyakyam Prakadamaduna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhava Diti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So, this verse is from Sarud Damodar's diary. So, you will find the explanations that are given for his internal reasons and external reasons. Very deep presentations. In fact, in the Advaita Acharya Prabhu's Leela with Mahaprabhu, in the Yoga Vashishta when he was speaking, that time, Lord Chaitanya asked Advaita Acharya, "Hey, you are preaching that, the Jiva and the God are one. Now you tell me, what is the position of Jiva?" And then Advaita Acharya laughed and he said, "I already told the same thing what you said. Yes, Jiva and God are one. The ultimate understanding of life is impersonal Brahman. And all Jivas have to merge in Brahman and become silent." When he said like this, immediately Mahaprabhu caught hold of his shoulder. He's called as Nara. "Hey Nara!" Because Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu in the mood of Sadashiva. Correct, no? So, he's calling him, "Hey Nara!" He said, "You called me to appear in this world. I was lying in the ocean of milk very peacefully. Because you asked me to come, I came. And this is what I have to hear from you." So, Mahaprabhu put him down and sat on his body to beat him. And Advaita Acharya laughed and laughed and laughed. And then Mahaprabhu asked, "How is he laughing?" And he said, "When Bhrigumuni kicked on your chest, at that time, whatever humility you showed, where is that humility now? Show me now." And Nimai Pandit was shocked. He felt very humbled and ashamed. He said, "Today you have accepted me as your servant and you have climbed on my body and bet me up. This is what I wanted. Because you respected me too much as the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. You treated me in par with your spiritual master, Vishwara Puri. And because I am an old man, you used to catch my feet always and I can't escape. So, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you are playing the role of my servant and I wanted to see you becoming my master and today I accomplished my goal." Like that he said. And then there, our Vrindavanadas Thakur says, this pastime will be written in the future Vedas. He says, these type of pastimes which surpass Lord Vishnu's humility makes the Lord Chaitanya accept the role of Swami of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, which was the dream of Advaita Acharya. Chaitanya Radasumo, ye Chaitanya Radas, he says, no? And then what is the second line? Chaitanya Radas, Tantra Dasanu Das, like that he says. Not only I want to become servant of Lord Chaitanya, I want to become servant of the servant of Lord Chaitanya's servants, like that he says. So you will find the Vedas and Puranas give so many pastimes, but Mahaprabhu's pastime surpasses that also. They are even, like you may hear the Bhrigumuni's pastime and think, oh Lord is very humble. But here you can see how the Lord is tricked by the devotee. So that means, you know, Lord agrees to be defeated by his devotees, love. My devotee's love. So therefore anybody who has heard the Chaitanya Leela in Parampara will develop a very deep affection and deep faith in the fact about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supremacy as Krishna. Not just because a few group of sentimental devotees imagine that he is very beautiful, so he must be Krishna. No, there are many evidences. So, we can see from all different angles. In this way, they all stayed in the Sakshi Gopal temple and saw the Mangalarti next day. Bhuvaneshwara Pate Yaiche Kaila Darshana Krishtari Varniyachena Dasa Vrindavana. Yeah, now on the way to Bhuvaneshwar, when all of them are going, you all understand now why he is going to Bhuvaneshwar, because Mahaprabhu was told by his mother to stay where? Jagannath Puri. So now on the way to Jagannath Puri, they came across Ramana, temple of Gopinath, Kshirachar Gopinath. Then after that they are coming across this one, Sakshi Gopal temple in Katak. Now when they proceed further, Bhuvaneshwar will come, and then when they proceed further, then Jagannath will come, Jagannath Puri. So they are on the way now. So he is saying, Vistari Varniyachen Dasa Vrindavan. So Vrindavan Thakur has explained this one very elaborately, so I am not going to explain it elaborately, he says. Yeah, and Antyakanda of that, Prabhupada is saying, where all he visited, so many details are given there. So there is a pastime there in Bhuvaneshwar, you can read that. The temple of Bhuvaneshwar is situated, okay, you read from the king. Now this is also very important, this one, the temple of Shiva, read this one.
The temple of Lord Shiva is mentioned in the Skanda Puran. In the narration about the Lord's garden and the one mango tree.
It's called Ekamravan. One mango tree. Ekamravan. Amravan. Amravan means mango tree. This mango tree is not ordinary mango tree. It's very, very special, because in that entire area, there was only one tree. Under that tree sat Lord Shiva, along with his wife Parvati. And Parvati, that's a long story cut short, I can tell you. Parvati once was... once Parvati saw Narada Muni, and Narada is a brahmachari, so she thought, I should enter some service to a monk. So she told him, please eat some prasad, I will feed you prasad. So while feeding prasad Narada, she told him that my husband Shiva is such a good soul, and he is so innocent, he doesn't keep anything with himself. He tells everything and anything to me. But Narada said, but Shiva is wearing a garland of skulls. But did you ever ask him, what are those skulls? She said, about that he never told me, she said. Then Narada said, see, such an external thing he has not told you what it is. And do you think he will tell you any paramarahasyam, anything he may tell you? So then she really had a question. When Shiva returned home, she was in a very angry mood. She asked Shiva, please tell me immediately, whose heads are you wearing? On your chest there are multiple heads you are wearing. Because if you are keeping something to your bosom, that means it's very dear to you. Then Shiva said, Devi, Sati, every time you come as Sati and you self-immolate yourself, all those skulls I have collected. Because this pastime repeats now in various kalpas. And that's what I am wearing. It's all your head only. Oh, she said, really? Oh, that gives me great joy. Okay, continue wearing. I am very happy, she said. And then she asked him, can you tell me any other secret? That you have not told. When next time Narada comes, I can tell him that paramarahasyam you told me. But then Shiva said, I will tell you, but you can't tell it to anybody. You have to keep it with you. And then he took her to this place. Which is the place? Ekamravan. They sat under the tree. And then Shiva started revealing Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a paramarahasyam. He told her. But then when she heard the third canto of Kapila Siksha, and she heard about all the, transformations of, different Sattvic Ahankar, Rajasic Ahankar, Tamasic Ahankar. From Sattvic Ahankar came Man, and Rajasic Ahankar came Buddhi, and Tamasic Ahankar came Dharmataras and all that. And Parvati went to sleep. There was too much philosophy. So at that time, there was one bird sitting in the tree. Who was that bird? Shuka, Shukadeva. Actually, Krishna had told Shukadeva that you have to stay back for a very important purpose. We all are going. So Shukadeva was very... Same thing Ram did with Hanuman also. He told Hanuman, you have to stay back for another purpose. Similarly, Shuka also had to stay back. So he was actually flying everywhere and weeping. I am all alone, feeling great viraha for Radha and Krishna. But then he came and sat in the tree. And as he started hearing Bhagavatam, he was very happy. Now I will hear the 10th canto, past times of the Lord. But then when Parvati dozed, Shiva didn't notice. He was in bhakti paravash. He was in great transcendental ecstasy. So Shiva, with semi-closed eyes, he started continuing to speak. Then the bird thought, I will never get to hear the 10th canto. Because if she goes to sleep, Shiva may close the class and start another day. So what he did? Like that he was adding to that. So and the Shiva went on speaking. Instead of she saying, who said? Shuka said. And then after the 12 cantos over, Shiva said, now I have completed the whole Bhagavatam. And Parvati said, you never proceeded beyond third canto. Anyway, Shiva was surprised. Then who said the whom? Then he saw the bird. He took his trishul and chased after the bird. Hey, without anybody's permission, how did you come and sit? But then the bird flew and where it went? It went and entered into the mouth of Vedavyasa's wife and went inside and sat. Now some of you have a question. If he was born after 16 years, he has already heard Bhagavatam, then how will he be a Brahmajnani? So that is a pastime. When Krishna wants somebody to play a pastime, he will temporarily make them forget. So that he can behave like a Brahmajnani for a while. He wanted to show the world that how a Brahmajnanis become bhaktas by association with Bhagavatam. So therefore again he learned Bhagavatam from Vedavyas. And then he went to the bank of Ganga and spoke it to Parikshita. So therefore this is the significance of this Ekamravan, this tree. Yeah, read for them.
A king named Kashiraj wanted to fight with Lord Krishna and consequently he took shelter of Lord Shiva to acquire the power to fight the Lord. Being pleased with his worship, Lord Shiva helped him fight Krishna. Lord Shiva's name is Ashutosh, which indicates that he is very easily satisfied when one worships him. Regardless of the purpose, and he gives his devotee whatever benediction the devotee wants. Therefore, people are generally very fond of worshipping Lord Shiva. Thus, Kashiraj was helped by Lord Shiva. But in the fight with Lord Krishna, he was not only defeated, but killed. In this way, the weapon known as Pashupatastra was baffled. And Krishna set fire to the city of Kashi. Later, Lord Shiva became conscious of his mistake in helping Kashiraj. And he begged Lord Krishna's forgiveness. As a benediction from Lord Krishna, he received a place known as Ekamrakanana. Later, the kings of the Kesari dynasty established their capital there, and for many hundreds of years, they reigned over the state of Orissa.
Yeah. So here, it is said that Shiva accompanied Kashiraj to fight with Krishna, and Krishna defeated Shiva and Kashiraj, and Shiva became conscious of his mistake, he offered obeisances. So this is one angle which is given here. But also there are other angles, other places Prabhupada will say, you will see, that sometimes Shiva appears to fight against Krishna to prove to the world Krishna's supremacy. Like you all know the pastime of Bhrigumuni, going to Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. So there, why did Shiva take a trishul and chase after Bhrigumuni? He especially exhibited anger in order to prove that Vishnu is supreme. In order to cooperate with the pastime. Shiva did like that. Here also, do you think Shiva is unconscious of Krishna's supremacy? That, you know, Shiva was foolish, so he fought against him and then now he came to his senses. Therefore, you will find in Prabhupada's purports, Prabhupada often gives two views in two different places. Like one place he says, Arjuna was suffering from bodily attachment, due to which there is a shivering of the body and hair standing and tears coming due to two reasons. One is due to bodily attachment, and another one is due to compassion. Right, no? So Prabhupada talks about which one? First or second? He talks both in two different purports. He talks. So when you take Arjuna as having bodily attachment, then he is actually, he considered to be an illusion, foolish and all that. But why he Prabhupada gives the purport for us? And the other purport where he says, Arjuna was a soft-hearted devotee of the Lord. Therefore, he felt compassion for his ruthless relatives who never were understandable, like Duryodhana and others. But the devotee of the Lord still feels compassion even for the evil-minded people also. So there, Prabhupada gives a perspective of Arjuna being a compassionate Vaishnava. Correct, no? So similarly here, Prabhupada gives one of the things about Shiva. Yeah. And then from 141, the last theme of this chapter, Dandabhanga Nadi. Now, from here, Dandabhanga Nadi is going to start. This is the pastime that happens in Dandabhanga Nadi, 141 to 158. So, Lord Chaitanya, and along with him, five more associates were going. Correct, no? The names were given earlier. So, Nityananda Prabhu. So, why Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda? That's very deep, very philosophical explanation will come now. Let's go through these verses. Kamalapure Asi Bhagi, Kamalapure Asi Bhargi, Nadisnana Kaila, Nityananda Hate Prabhu Dandadharila. So there is a small river called the Bhargi Nadi on the way. So Mahaprabhu took bath and then he handed over the danda in the hand of Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah. And Prabhupada is writing some details. And Mahaprabhu arrived at Sri Bhuvaneshwar, visited the temple of Shiva known as Guptakashi, concealed Varanasi. And Lord Shiva established this as a place of pilgrimage by bringing water from all holy places and creating the lake known as Bindu Sarovar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in this lake and feeling a great regard for Lord Shiva. From the spiritual point of view, people still go to take a bath in this lake. Actually, by taking a bath there, one becomes very healthy, even from a mental point of view. Taking a bath and drinking the water of this lake can cure any disease of the stomach, Prabhupada is saying. Regular bathing certainly cures indigestion. The river Bhargi or Bhargi Nadi came to be known as Dandabhanga Nadi after Lord Chaitanya bathed in its waters. It is situated 6 miles north of Jagannath Puri. The reason for the change in names is given as follows. Let us see what is the change in name. Read this one. Yeah.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Shiva known as Kapoteshwar, Nityananda Prabhu, who was keeping his sannyas staff in custody, broke the staff in 3 parts and threw it into the river Bhargi Nadi. Later, this river became known as Dandabhanga Nadi.
Yeah, Dandabhanga. See, here he says here. Kapoteshwara dekite gela bhaktagana sange. Yeta Nityananda Prabhu kaila dandabhange. Tinakanda kari danda dila bhashaya. Pasaya bhakta sange aila Prabhu Mahesha dekiya. Now, Prabhupada giving purport. Please read this.
The mystery of Sannyasa Danda staff of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the order of sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasis generally carry one staff or danda. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, Srila Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into the three parts and threw it into the river, later known as Dandabhanga Nadi. In the sannyas order, there are four divisions, Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Hamsa and Paramhamsa. Only when the sannyasi remains on the Kutichaka and Bahudaka platforms can he carry a staff. However, when one is elevated to the status of Hamsa or Paramhamsa, after touring and preaching the bhakti cult, he must give up the sannyas staff. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Two personalities, Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, are combined in the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, considering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an extraordinary person, Lord Nityananda Prabhu did not wait for the Paramhamsa stage. He reasoned that Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically on the Paramhamsa stage. Therefore, he does not need to carry the sannyas danda. This is the reason Sri Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three pieces and threw it into the water.
So, none of the Navadvipas is like Nimai Pandit to shave up. Huh? Even the fellow who shaved him in Katwa, that fellow said, this will be the last head I am shaving. Correct? No? Such curly locks of beautiful hair. One of the names of Krishna is Keshava. Correct? No? Keshava means one who has curly locks of beautiful hair. But when he shaved it, he cried so much. After that, he became a sweetmeat shop owner. He started a sweetmeat shop after that. He didn't cut anybody else's hair after that. So, why devotees don't like to see the Lord shaven? Because he is a supreme enjoyer. Why should he renounce the world? He has no reason to renounce. Actually, we have to renounce because you can't renounce anything in this world because nothing belongs to us in the first place. But what we have to renounce is the idea that something belongs to me. That idea we have to renounce. That enjoying mentality and imagining things to be belonging to us. But originally, all things belong to him. He has no reason to renounce. So, therefore, Nimai Pandit, when he shaved, all devotees cried. Many of them did not approve of his sannyas also, because he is supreme enjoyer. You know, there is one chapter in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Nimai Pandit goes in the market. In every shop, every home, he is welcomed. Somebody is giving him buttermilk. Somebody is giving him paan. You know, somebody is giving him thailam, you know, sugandhi tail. They are offering. Somebody is giving him flowers. Correct, no? There is one full chapter. He is supreme enjoyer. Wherever he goes, you know, everybody offers him everything. He is actually supposed to wear sugandhi tail in his body. He is supposed to wear the best of the ornaments. Supposed to wear the best of the costly dresses. Supreme enjoyer. Our position is to serve him. His position is to receive the service. But then to give up everything and taking a danda and shaving the head like every other living entity renounces. What is this? Giving up the role of an enjoyer, supreme enjoyer, and being like a sadhu, sannyasi. None of the devotees liked it. And also, Nityananda Prabhu also felt, you know, why he's a supreme God, why should he renounce? He didn't like it. That was one idea. Second point is that Naham vipro nachanagapadir napi vaishyo nashudro Naham varani nachagrihapadir novanasto yaterva. Kintu prodhyan nikila paramananda purnamritabdir gopi bartuh pada kamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. This is the platform of Paramahamsa. He doesn't identify himself with Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Doesn't belong to anything. Now what happened? Lord Chaitanya told this verse. Following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were the Goswamis. Then after the Goswamis, you know, there were three powerful personalities. Jiva Goswamis, Shiksha disciples. Who are they? Ashwamacharya, Shyamananda Pandit, Narottamadasa Thakur. So they did lot of laudable preaching. Like Shyamananda Pandit's name is so prevalent in Odisha if you go. He's so well known to people there. Narottamadasa Thakur made a king into the devotee also. Srinivasacharya, where did he meet Birambir? Yeah. So he also made Birambir a devotee. So they three were powerful preachers. Then what followed that was many people following that period became Babaji's. Babaji means beyond sannyas. And they were wearing Babaji Vesh and wearing simple white. But the respect they would get would be bigger than sannyasi respect also. Because at that time in society, if somebody is a Babaji, they would think this person is completely renounced. He is like a, you know the word bowl? Bowl is not a bad word. Bowl means avadut. So, but then there is owl bowl. You heard about owl bowl? Owl bowl is a deviant parampara. Owl bowl. But bowl is a good word only. Bowl means somebody is a Babaji, all day he keeps chanting. Like Akinchan Krishna's Babaji, if you see, you know, he will never talk one word to anybody. Anybody says something, he will just smile and chant, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's all he will say. He never talk. So, therefore, a bowl is a person who has no external consciousness. He is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, Babaji's were supposed to be like, actually there were some Babaji's like that, after the Goswami period and everything. But then gradually what happened, people started imitating Babaji's. It's very easy to wear simple dhoti and angavastra like a Babaji and sit in seclusion and chant nirjan bhajan to attract the cheap public. Many started doing, and then they started indulging in illicit activities and all. So Vaishnava lineage completely lost respect. People said, "Hey, you people are simply cheaters." Therefore, even now, we all have to be very careful, and especially those who are accepting the Brahmachari Vrata. This Vrata should be taken very seriously. Now, some people say that you guys take Brahmachari Vrata, wear saffron, and you preach for some years, and then suddenly you change over, you are wearing pant shirt, and then you are giving company seminars and everything, and you are seen in, you know, net as somebody who is talking on all karmi subjects, wearing band, shirt, keeping hair and everything. People get confused. Therefore, the giving of saffron should be done very gradually. Unless somebody, in India people think, if you are a saffron brahmachari, they think of you to be Maharaj, sannyasi. Like that they think. So, and people find it very difficult to see a switchover from saffron to white. But people can easily accept. If a white devotee goes out of temple, nobody will mind. You see, na? So that time also similar thing happened. People saw Babaji's are indulging in wrong practices. They were shocked. The Vaishnava line lost the respect. At the time he came, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood this name should be reinstated. How pure is the Vaishnava philosophy? So then, that song he sings. No? He sang exactly like Owl Bowl people. Owl Bowl people would sing all wrong messages, but he took the same tune. And then he joked about them only, and the songs, and then told them, simply wearing tilak, simply wearing kantimala, and you can't imitate a bowl, imitate a pure devotee, and pretend like a Paramahamsa. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried to defeat the bogus Babaji practice, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his son, instituted sannyas. He said, let us have sannyas now. If people see a person with danda and saffron, a policeman cannot be a chore. If a policeman is stealing, he can be easily caught. If wearing a police dress, imagine somebody who is going looting a house, you know, you will get double punishment, you will get. Correct, no? So therefore, even for all of us, this is a great protection for us, wearing this dress. If you wear this dress, and wear tilak and kantimala and have a bead bag around your neck, so you are very protected. People see you as a sadhu and they expect you to behave like a sadhu. One cannot be in a sadhu's dress and do some nonsense. Therefore, although Prabhupada allowed wearing pant shirt in America to sadhus for book distribution for a short while, after that Prabhupada again told them, no, you have to wear your Gurudas Prabhu became Guru Kripa Swami. There is one dialogue with Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked him, why are you not in your sannyas vesh, sannyas dress and the danda? He said, Prabhupada, you see, in the world, the superficial people, you know, they find it difficult to recognize us if we wear sannyas dress. And then Prabhupada said, superficial people are superficial fellows. They cannot see you deeply. Anyway, they are superficial. Why do you go behind them? Let deep people understand the order of sannyas. And then he asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, you want me to wear sannyas dress? Prabhupada said, yes. Immediately he went and wore sannyas dress, then he brought. Prabhupada said, yes, you should be like this always. Because this is a protection for the devotees. So then he instituted sannyas. When His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj took sannyas, he spoke also. He said, people think sannyas means you are very proud, you are taking a danda, you will get respect from everybody. It's not a sign of pride. He said it's a sign of humility, he said, because instead of pretending to be a Babaji, we are accepting ourselves within the fold of Varnashrama. Sannyas is also one of the members of Varnashrama. You agree, I am a brahmachari or I am a sannyasi. Then people expect you to follow the norms of that. But who can become a Babaji? One who has transcended the worldly attractions completely. One has become liberated. And he is 24/7 with Krishna only. He is an avaduta. Then he can take Babaji Vesh. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, he didn't want anybody to take such a Babaji Vesh. He wanted everybody to follow the Varnashrama, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha sannyas. So, it was given. So, in that sannyas also, there are four orders. Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Paramahamsa, Parivrajaka and Paramahamsa. That's what we say. So, here the Parivrajaka is called as Hamsa. So, when a person is Kutichaka means what? When a person is moving from Vanaprastha to sannyas. Then in the same village, they will have one Kutiya, where he will be living. His wife will go and give Dabba Prasad and come. And then take the old Dabba and go back, wash it in the evening. Just like he is allowed to get that kind of prasad from the wife. But he doesn't keep any other connection with the wife. She just serves prasad and goes. And Bahudaka means Bahu Udaka. Going door to door and going for Bhavadi Bhikshandehi. Accepting Bhiksha. So now the husband learns that, he tells wife, don't bring any more prasad for me. Now I will depend on myself. I will go door to door. Like it's called Madhukari. We call it. Goswamis did that Madhukari. Then after that he decides, now I am so detached from my family, friends, everything. Now I will go from this village to other villages traveling preaching. He goes around and is going for traveling preaching. That's called Parivrajakacharya. And then lastly, Paramahams. Paramahams means one has become liberated. That time they give up the danda, because earlier danda was required to remind them that I have to give my body, mind, words in Krishna's service. But when they become Paramahamsa, Deha Smriti Nahi Yaar, that is the verse, no? Samsara? Samsara Bandhana Kahantar. You know, he is saying the gopis, they did not have to be liberated. Because they don't have Deha Smriti only. That is Paramahamsa stage. If you remember, if you think you have a Deha, then you need a Danda. Because body, mind, words have to be offered. That is one of Jananda Maharaj said, in sannyas taking means you get a BMW. You say, BMW? Oh, is it a BMW car? Everybody was asking. He said, no, body, mind, words. You get a danda to remind you that you have to offer all the three. He was telling. So, that's what. Therefore, Nityan Prabhu thought, on one hand, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't have to carry danda. On the other hand, he is also not a sannyasi to carry danda, you know. So, if you see, for example, yellow brahmachari, white brahmachari, then saffron brahmachari, this is more senior. Similarly, you know, if a saffron brahmachari is also supposed to follow a norm that is just kept for yellow brahmachari, sometimes he may come down to follow, correct? No? Similarly, he felt that Mahaprabhu is actually Paramahamsa platform, but he is behaving like a junior sannyasi, carrying danda. So, he broke it. That is what he says. जगन्नाथ तेरा देवला देखी आविष्ट हैला दंडवत करी प्रेमे नाचिते लागिला
या आफ्टर सीइंग द टेंपल ऑफ जगन्नाथ फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंट प्लेस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इमीडिएटली
वॉल्यूम इज लेस आई थिंक दिस वॉल्यूम
आफ्टर ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू द टेंपल ही बिगन टू डांस इन एक्सटेसी ऑफ लव ऑफ गॉड
या नीड इट परपोर्ट
The word Deula refers to the temple where Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated. The present temple of Jagannath Puri was constructed by King Anang Bhim. Historians say this temple must have been constructed at least 2000 years ago. During the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the small buildings surrounding the original temple had not been constructed. Nor was the high platform in front of temple present during the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bhakta gana avishta haiya sabhe nache gaya.
Bhakta gana avishta haiya sabhe nache gaya.
श्रीमावेशे प्रभु संगे राजमार्गे आय Now they call it grand road, they call it, correct, no? Broad road now, yeah.
All became ecstatic in association of Lord Chaitanya and thus absorbed in love of God. They were dancing and singing while going along the main road.
Haase kaane naache Prabhu hunkar garjana Tina krosha pata haila sahasra yojana
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed, cried, danced and made many ecstatic vibrations and sounds. Although the temple was only 6 miles away, to him the distance seemed thousands of miles.
Yugayitam Neshena Chakshusha Pravishayitam Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Kamla Virahinam. When there is a viraha, you know, even a small distance appears like very long distance. It appears like thousands of miles for him. Like if somebody has told you they'll come at 6 o'clock, you know, it became 6:01. Kut kut, like that some sound come. You hear the sound. You go and open and see nobody is there. And 6:03, again you go and see. Huh? Because there is anticipation. So in feeling of love of God, there is always anticipation. And the anticipation makes one moment like million years or more, like that. Mahaprabhu feeling that. Huh? Yeah, Mahaprabhu's ecstasy. For him, it was like the same thing Prabhupada says here also, yeah. Chalite chalite Prabhu aila aila ataranala
Chalite chalite Prabhu aila ataranala
Tahasi Prabhu kicho bahya prakashila
Tahasi Prabhu kicho bahya prakashila
Yeah.
Thus walking and walking, the Lord eventually arrived at the place known as Ataranala. Arriving there, he expressed his external consciousness. Speaking to Sri Nityanand Prabhu.
Yeah. Prabhupada says it's a bridge which has 18 arches called Ataranala. Atar is 18. So, this is the place Mahaprabhu would receive the Vaishnavas also. Bengali Vaishnavas when they would go. Nityanand kaha Prabhu deha mora danda. Nityanand bale danda hailatina khanda. Mahaprabhu asked, hey, where is my danda? Please give me now. Nityanand said, oh, that has broken into 3 pieces. Like that he said. Premaveshe padila tume tomare dharino.
Premaveshe padila tume tomare dharino.
Toma sahase danda upare padino. In great loving ecstasy, when you fell to the ground, I came to hold you. But you fell exactly over the danda and that broke into 3 pieces, like that he is saying. Dui janara bhare danda khanda khanda haila. He is saying, we both of us fell on the danda. He is saying, Sai khanda kaha padila kichu na janila. He said, I don't know where those pieces fell. I lost it, he is saying. Mora aparade tomar danda haila khanda. Ye uchita haya mora karatara danda.
It is certainly because of my offense that your staff was broken. Now you can punish me on this account as you think proper.
Shunikichu Mahaprabhu dukkha prakashila. Ishat krodha kare kichu kichu kahite lagila.
After hearing the story about how his staff had been broken, the Lord expressed a little sadness and, displaying a bit of anger, began to speak as follows.
Yeah. Really?
Purport. Sri Nityanand Prabhu considered Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas to be useless. He therefore relieved the Lord of the trouble of carrying the staff. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed anger because he wanted to teach all other sannyasis that they should not give up the staff before attaining the platform of Paramahamsa. Seeing that the regulative principles could be slackened by such action,
So Mahaprabhu, why he was sad? Because he still wanted to set example for other sannyas. Therefore he felt that, you know, if I behave like Paramahansa, others will imitate me. Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to carry the staff personally. However, Nityananda broke it. For this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed a little anger. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas Tat Tat Eve Tarojana.
Yeah, like this Mahaprabhu wanted to set an example for everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Ila chale ani more sabe hita kaila sabe danda dhana chila tahana rakhila.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have all benefited me by bringing me to Nilachal. However, my only position was that one staff and you have not kept it.
See, Mahaprabhu is saying, you all have brought me to Nilachal. Actually, they are with him. Why? Because he took sannyas and he is going to Puri and they all are following him. But what is he feeling? You all have brought me. So, by the mercy of devotees only, we can enter the dham. Like we say, Gaura amara sesa bastane koralo brahmana range sesa bastana heri boami pranayi bhakata sange. So, pranayi bhakata sange means, by loving servitors of Krishna, one can see the dham. Therefore, one can assume that loving servitors are the ones who can actually bring me to dham. Otherwise, if we go without devotees, we will just go to the, Jagannath Puri beach and enjoy life and come back. We can't actually have devotion there. Many devotees have gone to Puri and Vrindavan and all before becoming devotee. Yeah. Tumi sabage aha ishwara dekite. Kibame aage aye naya vasahite.
So all of you should go before or behind me to see Lord Jagannath. I shall not go with you.
This is Lord Chaitanya's apparent anger with the devotees. So he asked them, you want to go ahead, you go ahead. I will not come with you. Or you remain behind, I will go ahead. So what do you think devotees say? You go ahead, we will be behind you. So they are also knowing the etiquettes. They didn't say, okay, we will go ahead. No, they didn't say. Kandada takahe prabhu tumi yaha aage. Ami sab pache ab na yav tumare sange. Yeah, Mukundata, what do you say?
Mukundata told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my lord, you should go ahead and allow all the others to follow. We shall not go with you.
So, not at please. Yetashani Prabhu aage charila shigra gati. Bujite na pare keha duhi prabhu ramati. Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to walk very swiftly before all the other devotees. No one could understand the real purpose of the two lords, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
What is the purpose of the two lords? Because another pastime is going to come now, which is next chapter, Sarvamatacharya deliverance. You will see, eventually Mahaprabhu is going to Puri now. So, because Mahaprabhu went alone and he fainted unconscious before Jagannath, then Bhattacharya came, he took him to his home. So, Lord has a plan why he is doing what he is doing. Others cannot understand the real purpose. Ye haan ke ne danda bhaange te ho ke ne bhaangaya. Bhaangaya krodhe te ho ye haan ke doshaya. Yeah.
The devotees could not understand why Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu permitted him to do so, or why, after permitting him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry.
Nobody could understand. Danda bangalilaye paramagambhira shai bujhe duhara pade yara bhakti dhira. Yeah.
The pastime of breaking of the staff is very deep. Only one whose devotion is fixed upon the lotus feet of two lords can understand it.
Yeah. So that's what I explained it to you before. Same thing Prabhupada says in the purport here. Mahaprabhu wants an example and all that, okay. Last verse, I think. Brahmanya deva gopale ramahima yei dhanya. Nityananda Bhaktayara Shrota Shri Chaitanya.
The glories of Lord Gopal, who is merciful to Brahmanas, are very great. The narration of Sakshi Gopal was spoken by Nityanand Prabhu and heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prabhupada gives four points of instruction here from the pastime of Sakshi Gopal. First, read it.
There are four points of instruction one should consider in the story of Sakshi Gopal. First, the deity, Archa Vigraha, of Sri Gopal is eternally Sachidanand Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord. Second, the deity surpasses material regulative principles and extends the reality of transcendental principles.
Yeah, because the Lord's deity form is transcendental, it can surpass the material regulations of ordinary matter, and you can extend the reality of transcendental principles. You can walk from one place to another, you can do such things, or you can steal for Madhavendra Puri, so many things you can do,
Third, one can be situated in a transcendental position after becoming a Brahmana, but as a Brahmana, one has to follow the regulative principles very strictly.
Like speaking the truth, upholding the truth, those things are important. So the young Brahmana was very keen to see that the truth is not broken, dharma is not broken. So that's, lastly.
Lastly, Brahmanyadev indicates Lord Shri Krishna himself, who is worshipped. Thus, Namo Brahmanyadevaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. This indicates that a devotee who is under the protection of Krishna is automatically situated as a Brahmana, and such a Brahmana is not illusioned. This is factual.
Shraddha yukta haya iha shunayai jana achire milaye tare gopala charana.
One who hears this narration of Lord Gopal with faith and love very soon attains the lotus feet of Lord Gopal.
Hari Bol. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa.
Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rup and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhyalila 5th chapter, describing the activities of Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you. I want to complete this chapter, so therefore it got a little delay today. But I want to finish the chapter today, nevertheless. And some sections took a little longer today to talk about Shiva, Narada and Parvati and all that. But we completed the themes of Dandabhanga Leela and Chaitanya and Sakshi Gopal similarity.